Ron, tell me, let's back up for a second. Tell me
Okay.
about this plant. I mean, how do you harvest it? What else goes into the mix? And how long have people been trying this stuff?
Okay. Ayahuasca is a vine. It needs to be a minimum of 7 years old before it's mature enough to use. I've used vines. It's been up to 35 years old. One normally goes very early in the morning, the crack of dawn, to harvest the plant, because in this time the alkaloids are at their highest levels. One asks permission to harvest the plant from the plant. Then we blow smoke on it before we harvest it to bless it. It's a pretty extensive job harvesting it because this vine gets rather big.
Is there a lot of it down there?
Yes, there is. There's an awful lot of it. And thanks to many of the foreigners coming down, there's more people planting it. Many of the Peruvians are not good at replanting things. They use and don't put back. So it's pretty extensive harvesting the plant. You have to climb a tree, take it down piece by piece, then we bring it back to the house. I personally use it's another vine, but I use the leaves of this vine. I know it as Wambisa. Many people know it better as Chalipanga. And also let me add that I've heard there's as many as 21 different varieties of ayahuasca. I personally know between 7 and 9. Many people use another leaf from a bush called, they refer to it as chacruna. The Wambisa and the chacruna are DMT-containing plants, which, when mixed with the ayahuasca, which has an MAOI, allows the DMT to be orally active in our bodies. We can't be drug tested for DMT because we all contain 5 grams of it in the pineal gland and in the foot in our brain or spinal cord. Then I also personally use leaves from another tree called Chirisanango. This tree many times is the roots are used for arthritis, usually soaked in aguardiente to drink for arthritis, rheumatism. There's a flower I use of another small tree called Bobinsana. Then I use flowers or leaves from the Datura family, a plant we call there as Toay. And I always like to use tobacco. We have a very strong tobacco. It grows in the jungle. That's no chemicals, no pesticides are ever used on it.
Tell me this, Ron, is it are the effects are they comparable to other kinds of psychoactive drugs that Americans would be more familiar with? LSD, psilocybin mushrooms, something like that.
In the fact that they're hallucinogenic, but that's where the difference ends. I will admit, in my younger years, I experimented with LSD. I found when I did that, depending on the events that happened during the day, could determine the experience from ingesting this drug. But with ayahuasca, I've noticed it doesn't matter what culture a person comes from. They normally have the same types of visions that the indigenous people who have worked with this plant forever. They see jungle, they see snakes, they see animals of the jungle, other worlds, not something pertaining to their basic life many times.
So, like with LSD, you remember hearing the story, somebody would take it, they're in a bummed out mood, they jump out of a window.
Yes, I remember these stories.
I don't know how many of them were true, might have been exaggerated, but some of them were, but nothing like that with this stuff.
Never with this.
Well, can I just say something? When everyone asks me about it, I say the difference is that with ayahuasca, it's not altered consciousness; it's heightened consciousness.
Very well.
So you are you. It's not like you're in a drugged or a drunken state or a drugged state. And since LSD is a synthetic, there is a very big difference, because ayahuasca has a consciousness of its own. So you can have a relationship, or you can communicate with it. It gives, and so that's the very big difference. Instead of you being sort of victim of a drug,
like all along for the ride or something.
Yeah.
Well, Victoria, tell me, how many times have you taken it, and what has been the range of your experiences?
Well, I began in the year 2000, and so I've taken it maybe once a year. I've gone on retreat since then. At least I try to, and I will do another retreat in July. If people are interested, I would be pleased to correspond with anyone by email. And for me, it has been so profound. It's as if I've been, my relationship with ayahuasca is as an advocate. Somebody like Ron has been chosen to be a shaman and to work with other people. But for me, the way I serve the mother ayahuasca is through promoting her and being an advocate for the experience.
And okay, you've done it every year since then. The experience has been different. What have you taught? What have you learned? How has it changed your life?
The way it's changed my life is that I know that there's this reality, but it's not the final or the complete reality. You can separate and you can walk into another reality. How it's changed me is it just opens up that it's a reality. You can walk into another reality. And I go with intent. So before an experience, before I have a ceremony, I'll write down an intent. Maybe it's to learn about numbers, to learn about a number your audience would be interested in this. For one experience, I said I want to see an alien, an extraterrestrial.
And did you?
Well, this is really fascinating, because let's say you were to say to someone, well, what's a human being? Well, would it be a black person? Would it be an Asian? How would you identify? What do you think would come to you? So when I asked to experience an extraterrestrial, this is so elegant. It showed me the DNA of an extraterrestrial. I mean, so that is really, for me, something profound. So it goes, it answers your question, but it opens the answer up. So it's, if you're a mathematician, you could go into the world of equations, and it could open that up for you. Or if you're a medical doctor, that's why professionals generally come to ayahuasca.